Good morning, New Hope. Good morning, New Hope. For I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're going to start our second watch this morning. We're going to ask everyone to take their places. We're going to ask our ushers to take the door. We're going to ask all the deacons to come up so we can start our devotion survey. Amen. We're going to welcome the Lord into this building this morning. Amen. Amen. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like 2 10 virgins took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, thoughtless without forethought, and 5 were wise, sensible, intelligent, and prudent. For when the 4 foolish took their lamp, they did not take any extra oil with them. But the wise took flesh of oil along with them, also with their lamp. When the bridegroom lingered and was slow in coming, they all began nodding their head, and they fell asleep. But at midnight, there was about, behold, the bridegroom go out to meet them. Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamp in order. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamp are going out. But the wise replied, there will not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the dealer and buy yourself. I read 25:1-10.
What a New Hope. Morning. I just thank God for this day. Thank God for another birthday this week. Yeah. I don't want to tell anybody my age, but I'll tell you anyway. 3 score and 10. So I'm just elated that the Lord would bring me this far. Just a closer walk with thee. Page 156, if you have your hymnal. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant me, Jesus,
morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for getting me up this morning. And it's hard getting in here, but once I get here, I'm happy. So I guess pray with me now. Bow your head. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Father, as our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses and forgive those who trespass against us. And Father, you know what's in our hearts this morning. You know, a lot of us are just heavy laden with burdens that we can put it, bring it to the altar, Father, but sometimes it's hard to just leave them there. But anyway, Father, we know that you're everlasting. Not only that, Father, but you are now, God. You're not a yesterday, God. Yesterday and today. And Lord, as I take this time this morning to just personally thank you for just giving me another day. And thank you for knowing that I got my name already written up there in the heavens, Father. All I got to do now is just get there. Bless everybody in the sound of my voice today, Father. And keep them and give them the heart's desire. That's what they need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go home. I know. Yeah.
Come on, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up. Be worthy today. Oh, somebody know you could have been dead and in your grave, but God made a way for you. You ought to tell God thank you. You ought to tell him thank you. Tell him you're worthy. Tell him hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name. Oh, bless the name. Oh, bless the name. Lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. Hallelujah. 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 Every praise. Every praise. Every praise. Glory to God. Hey. Every praise. Get up. Take up. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody know he good today. Somebody know he blessed you today. Somebody know he brought you out. Somebody know he lifted you up. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, God. He's a good God. Yeah, every praise. Glory to God. Every praise belongs to our God. Look at somebody and say, I know that's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome here this morning to the house of worship, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Hallelujah. We welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you don't mind, please remain standing for our scripture. Amen. Then followed by prayer, Reverend Donovan. Amen. Then we're going to hear from the choir. Amen. Praise God.
Good morning and praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Yes.
Woo. Every praise. You didn't say some of them, but every praise. I love that song.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I kept saying, Lord, don't let me go now. Ooh,
praise
I got an assignment.
God.
Our scripture passage will be coming from John chapter 14. John chapter 14.
Praise God.
I'll give you a moment to get there. When you think about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And all that he's done. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side.
My Lord, my Lord. Woo!
Mm. Every praise.
Every praise. Yes,
every
Lord.
Breath.
Yes.
That we breathe.
Come on now.
John chapter 14, starting with verse 1. And this is a command.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my
Father's house
are many mansions.
Yes.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yes.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, then ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know. And the way, you know, Thomas said unto him, there's always one. Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Ha! Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
yeah.
The truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And our final verse. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. God's word for God's people. Blessed be the hearers and doers of his holy word.
Praise
may you
God.
Hide his word in your heart that you may not sin against him. and that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Pray, watchman.
Morning, saints of God.
Morning.
Our Father, our God.
Yes.
We know, dear Lord, that you enjoy, you inhabit the praise of your people.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit.
Come and visit us.
Please, sir. Please, sir.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes, yes.
Fall fresh in us.
Come on, sir.
Oh, God, mold us.
Mold us.
Melt us.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Use us for your glory.
Please, sir.
Lord, we don't want to go through just doing the menial things, dear Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see high and lifted up.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask, dear God, that you just use us.
Please, sir.
Lord, we know that you have us here for a purpose.
Yes.
Oh, God, ask you to take us out of this world. This sin-cursed world.
Have mercy, Lord.
But you have us there, God, here to be evangel to you.
Yes, help us, Lord.
To be an ambassador for you.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to be faithful to your cause today.
Yes, Lord.
Ask, oh, God, that you bless this church.
Please, sir.
Bless the indwellers, dear Lord God. Have those that are going through difficulties, be with them. Supply to every need, we pray. Use us, we pray. We pray to Lord God for those that are sick right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, touch them and heal them. You're a healer there, God.
Yes, yes.
Lord God, for those that are bereaved.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, as the balm of Gilead there, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Soothe the heart.
Have mercy, have mercy.
Through the heart, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, dear Lord God, for their pastor.
Yes.
Continue to bless him.
Bless
and
Lord.
His family, dear Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Kitchen. And all of us, dear Lord God, who work in your vineyard.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
bless
Lord.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Save the lost, dear God.
Do, Lord.
And revive your people.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' wonderful name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Come on, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. How many been in a weary land? Amen. We had nothing to stand on. Amen. But the power of God. Hallelujah. Once again, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give all honor, amen, to our Heavenly Father. Honor to all the reverend clergies in the house today, to the officers, our deacons, our deaconesses, mothers, ushers, saints, and friends, and all of those that are listening in by way of virtue. Amen. The First Lady and family, amen. We greet you. Amen. God is so good and worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 Praise God. We shouldn't have to ask you to clap your hands. Amen. You need to get to the point that you recognize that you know that nobody woke you up this morning but Jesus. Amen. For some people, the alarm clock went off, but they didn't wake up. And you can thank God today that you're still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that this is homecoming Sunday. Amen. We have a joyous time in the Lord. We greet all of you that might have been away and has come back to visit with us. We thank God for you, praying that your life, amen, is being guarded and directed by the Spirit of God. Amen. Now this afternoon at 3 p.m. hour, we will be climaxing our homecoming with the Wright Street Baptist Church. Dr. Marion Daniels, amen, will be our evangelist for this afternoon, and we pray that you'll run out and get a chicken leg and come on back. Amen. Back in the day, you could go by Mother Bostic wagon or Sister Evelina Hunter wagon and get you a plate of food. But because of the pandemic and all that's going on, amen, we're not serving food today. So KFC is not far away. Amen. So run by and get you a chicken leg and come on back for the 3 p.m. hour. Amen. And then this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are hoping that you will join us for our revival Wednesday night. Bethesda and Pastor Frank Johnson will be our guest starting at 7:30. And on Thursday night, Victory Tabernacle and Pastor Edward Anderson, one of the sons of the church, will be our guest. And on Friday night, closing out, amen, will be Sardis Baptist Church and Pastor Dr. Brain E. Martin. Amen. So we're looking to have a grand time, and we hope that you will come. We're going to start on time so we can get out on time. Amen. So put that on your calendar. Come be with us this week. Amen. As we bless the Lord. We had a wonderful time there on Tuesday evening at Sweet Home Missionary Baptist Church. And I want to thank all of those that was able to go with us there. Amen. I want you to know your mail corps showed out again. Amen. Amen. And we're grateful to God for them going in, our deacons. Amen. The evangelist there had a CD. This is a prayer. It said, "Thank you, Lord." Amen. And I wanna give this to somebody today. Now, the first person that says hallelujah, Mama got it. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. You never know where your blessing is coming from. All you need to do is show up. amen, to receive your blessing. Praise God. So we hope that that CD will bless her. Amen. All right. We want to again remind you that Bible study and Sunday school is so important. Those of you that go virtual with us, we did have some problems this morning, but if you dialed in, you wouldn't have had a problem. So we pray that you will continue in our Bible study and Sunday school. I can't reiterate enough. We're going to need the Word of God in these days and time. Amen. And we need to try to get our young people, amen, in the Word of God. I'm praying that our superintendent will be able to put together a virtual Bible study for our youth so we can get them back in the Word. Amen. Listen, the Word is the only thing going to stand. You can play around with it if you want to. You know, all of these television programs ain't going to save you. All of this modern technology is not going to save you. All of these things will soon fade away. We need to be in the Word of God. Amen. Our adult teacher, Reverend Kitchen, this morning, he preached real good. We had a joyous time in Sunday school this morning, and he just made it so plain, so plain. And this is what it's all about. Amen. So we say to you, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Praise God, because this is what's going to keep your sanity in these days and times. Amen. You won't have to worry about what the preacher is doing. You stay in the Word. God will direct you. He will give you the mind setting that you need. See, some of us is messed up in the mind. I know you don't want to admit it. Come on now. Amen. Until we get this mind right, we're going to see fault in everybody except ourselves. I know y'all don't like that, but I had to tell you anyway. Amen. We all got a mind problem. Hello, somebody. Amen. So let us get into the Word. We want to, once again, commend you on your giving, as you've been so gracious and committed and dedicated in doing that. We appreciate you so much. Let us keep all of those that are on our prayer and concern list lifted in prayer. Pray for my son-in-law, Abby Coffey. Amen. His mother passed on last week there in Ghana, Africa. So we ask that you would please keep his family in prayer, if you will. Pray for Pastor Sean Pearson. His mother also passed last week. Amen. So please keep, he's a son of the church. Many of you remember him when he was here. He's pastoring now in South Carolina. So we ask that you would please keep his family in prayer. Keep my barber in prayer as he's going through some issues with arthritis. He's going to have surgery. It's getting to the point now he can hardly walk. But we know God is able. Amen. So let us keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. He is a member here, him and his wife here at New Hope. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Brother Philip Arnold, amen. Keep him lifted in prayer. Also, Deacon Joseph Gibson, who's in a nursing home, Mother Beth's granddaughter, and also Mother Daisy Namora, Sister Bessie Bonnie, Sister Ernestine Clark, and the Stewart family, and all the rest that's on our prayer list. We ask that you please, please keep them lifted in prayer. Pray for our seniors. Amen. They're growing older now, and let's pray that God will keep his arms around them. One thing I forgot to mention to you, our National Baptist Convention will convene on Monday, Labor Day. And it's going to be in Houston, Texas. And the information, if you look on the monitors, is there. If you would like to go and be a part, we invite you to come and be with us there in Houston, Texas in September. Amen. All right. God bless you. God keep you. You're looking good. Turn to somebody and say, neighbor, it's good to see you. Come on, tell them like you mean it. It's good to see you. Praise God. Praise God. Give this choir your hand as they come. Oh, one note of thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot. One note of thank you that I want to give you from the Young family. Mother Young, you know, she passed a few weeks ago. Amen. And so the family is thanking you for all your cards, your phone calls, and your concerns during their time of bereavement from the Young family. Thank you so much. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Is there anybody excited about Jesus? Is there anybody excited about the Lord? Hallelujah, he's done so many great things. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody ought to get excited about Jesus.
shall deliver us out of them all.
Yes.
Hey, I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm sanctified. I'm free. No more chains holding me, because I got power. Power. Power to overcome. Power to overcome my oppressor. Power to overcome depression. Power to overcome my enemy. Power to overcome my circumstance.
Yes.
Power to overcome financial sickness. Yeah. Oh Lord. Ooh. Oh. Come on, somebody, just think about Jesus.
Yes.
Just think about where you were last year.
Yes.
And just think about where you are this year.
Yes.
I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God made all COVID.
Yes.
He made every sickness, every disease lie down and behave. That's keeping power.
Yes.
That's saving power.
Yes,
that's Holy Ghost power. Ah, power to walk right.
Yes, sir.
Power to talk right.
Yes.
Power to do right. Ah, yeah. Oh, Lord. Come on, somebody, just cry out to Jesus.
Yes.
You don't need no music. Just open up your mouth and thank Him.
Bless.
You don't need no music. You don't need no organ to praise Him.
Yes.
If things will hold their peace, the very rocks will cry out for me.
Hallelujah.
I don't need no rocks crying out for me. He gave me legs to walk.
Yes.
He gave me a mouth to talk.
Yes.
He gave me eyes to see.
Yes.
I have ears to hear. I can praise Him. I can praise Him while I have a chance. If the dogs can praise Him, why can't I?
Yeah.
If the trees can praise Him, so can I.
Yeah.
Somebody open up your mouth and give Him glory. Forget about your neighbor and open up your mouth and get what you need from the Lord. Your healing is in your mouth. Your deliverance is in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, your transition is in your mouth. Your transformation is in your mouth. Open up your mouth and praise Him. Open up your mouth and bless Him. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. You have to know for yourself that it was nobody but Jesus that brought you out. Glory to God. I don't have to ask my neighbor about it. I know for myself what the Lord has done for me. And it's quiet as it's kept. He's still doing great things in my life. Hallelujah. John 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go, as Jesus talking, to prepare a place for you. That includes me. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody, I got a home. Hallelujah. Just look at your neighbor and say, your new home. Your new home. Praise God. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for your presence in this house. God, we thank you for your spirit that's moving right now. We ain't come humble and elated just to be a servant to speak a word for you. Please take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Somebody might be lifted to your holy and divine word, that they might digest your word. It might be food for their souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Your new home. Songwriter used to say, I got a new home over in Zion. And it's mine. I know some of y'all don't remember that. Amen. I got a new home over in Zion. And is mine. Reverend Kitchen already preached this, so you that was in Sunday school, amen, just getting a little recording from what he already told you. We think about the marvelous word picture here in our text describing the heavenly home the Lord has waiting for those whose name is written in the book of life. What's that home like? Well, John says in Revelations 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Oh, you talked about it, Kitchen. There, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And behold, that sits upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That includes us. I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. You can take it to the bank. And he said unto me, it's done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Your new home is waiting on you. For John says there in the Gospel of John 14:2, my father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, what would your dream house be like? If money was no object, what would your dream house include? Perhaps it would be like Bill and Melinda Gates' college on the Lake Washington, not far from Seattle. Gates, the millionaire founder and owner of Microsoft began construction, amen, of his dream house shortly after they were married back in the mid-90s. The $60 billion-plus project included 66,000 square feet. That's about 1.5 football field. That is just the house now, not the property. The modest little starter home had 7 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, 6 kitchens, and 6 fireplaces. The 11,500 square foot family quarters included a 4-car garage and a nanny apartment. Come on, somebody. I guess Wing comes complete with a theater, formal dining room, and conference facilities. All that is all right. But John says, Revelations 20:3, he says, a new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw, glory to God. Anybody ever been caught up in a dream? John said, then I saw. He was caught up in a vision. A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Oh, he's talking about the church now. Amen. For we are his bride. Amen. That will meet him in heaven. And I heard a voice from heaven, amen, from the throne saying, look, God dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Well, that describes something much better than what Bill Gates had. I don't know about you, what Bill Gates had will soon pass away. But my new home will last eternity. Amen. First he says, a new home. I grew up in an old farmhouse, both of which were torn down shortly after we moved out. I have lived in a brand new house and a couple which only a few years old. Then there is certain something exciting about moving into a brand new house, a sparkling new home. We get so excited about it. Nobody else had lived in it. You get to put the first scratches on the woodwork and the first stain in the carpet. Is there anybody here know what I'm talking about? The Bible uses 2 different words that are rendered new in English. One emphasizes new in time. Amen. Like a new car versus an old car. Second word used here can describe something that is newer, but it adds the dimensions of quality. Newer isn't always better. But in the case of this certain time, your heavenly home is new. It is fresh. It is sparkling with the best of everything you can imagine. Yes, your heavenly home is more than new. It was designed by the very finest architect, built by the best contractor. Jesus says, I am going to prepare a place for you. Good God Almighty, can you imagine the carpenter, Jesus, preparing a place for us? Hebrews says that the saints of old dreamed of a city with the foundation, who architect and builder is God. Our text says the heavenly city came down out of heaven from God. This is not something that man can build. This home was not produced, amen, by the latest architect here on earth. Do I have a witness here? How do you spell the location, neighbors? Your new home is the best location with the finest neighbors. I know some of y'all got some neighbors would wish they would just move somewhere. Do I have a witness here? But when we get to glory, we're going to have some neighbors that will shout and tell the story. God himself will live next door. Come on, somebody. You don't get any better neighbor than God living next door to you. Not only that, but also of the negativity elements have been removed. This point of the rather strong statement in our text today, but the cowardly, the unbelievers, the vile, the murderers, the sexuality, immorals, those who practice magic arc, the idolaters, and the liars, their place will be in the lake of fire. I heard Kitchen say, you won't have to worry about neighbors breaking in and stealing from you anymore. Do I have a witness here? You won't have to worry about somebody telling lies on you anymore, because your neighbor will be God. Do I have a witness here? There's a second death. In Revelation 28, Revelation 21 and 8, he said, nothing is impure will ever enter in, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose name is written in the Lamb book of life. Ain't you glad some of your enemies won't get in? Some of your backbiters won't get in? Some of your gossipers won't get in? Do I have a witness here? Our heavenly home will be spacious. Bill Gates had 66,000 square feet. That ain't nothing compared to what God has in store for us. Actually, Revelation emphasized more the size of the city than the individual resident. But the big city means big space for lots of people. New Jerusalem, as John named it, is described as cube 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles tall, 1,500 miles deep. Good God Almighty, can you think about that spacious place that God has for you? This brings us to another promise here, feature of the new home. When we get there, security, all you're talking about, security. The days are long past when people would need burger bars, when people will need locks on the doors. I remember when I was growing up, we didn't lock the doors. We just went in the house. went on to sleep. But nowadays, we got to put burglar bars, double locks on the doors. But thanks be to God, in this city, the beautiful city where God is, it tells me the foundation are marked with jewels and on-tone value, single pearls from each 12 gates. The streets are paved with gold, crystal pure, water flow through the city, parts of God, oasis will be his spirit, flowing like the waters flow, eternal life for you and for me. When I get there, I have me new pair of shoes. When I get there, I have me a new walk. When I get there, I have me a new robe to put on. I'll be there with the Father and with the Son. I'll be in a new body. No more sickness. No more heartaches. No more pain. No more diabetes. No more trouble. Every day will be Sunday. My new home. Anybody getting ready to go there to your new home? I'm packing up every day. I'm getting my house in order. You ought to tell somebody, time is winding up and time will soon be no more. You ought to have a witness for that same Jesus that marched out of time into time, came down, died on the cross to get us out of time into our new home. Anybody here looking forward to meet Jesus? I don't know about you, but I want to shake his hands. The man who died for me, the mind who set me free, the man who gave me peace, the man who gave me joy. I want to shake his hands. Is there anybody here looking forward to your new home? I don't know about you. I don't have to worry about trying to outdress nobody up there, because I've got a long white robe waiting for me in Zion. Lift your hands and say, thank God for my new home over there where Jesus is. I heard Shirley Caesar say, my eyes will be brand new. My feet will be too. I'll just walk all around heaven all day. Is there anybody? Is there anybody looking forward to going to your new home? Hallelujah. Something that is unimaginable. Just think about it. No more real estate agents. No more qualifying for a mortgage. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. My new home is paid for by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to go over there where Jesus is. My new home in glory. Hallelujah. Listen, that home can be yours too. But you have to get your house in order. There's no need of you saying I got plenty of time. Because if you read and listen to the news, any moment can be your time. The only safe place you have is in Jesus. People are shooting, even in the church, even in the shopping malls, and even in the schools. We don't know where death is. We don't know what's going to take us out of here. But listen, if you've got Jesus, you don't have to worry. Because if I don't wake up in the morning, I know everything is going to be all right. One thing about it, you can't take nothing with you to heaven. No Cadillacs there. No Mercedes. Not even Volkswagens. Everything is going to be new. And you know, I don't want to discourage nobody, but sometimes we have a tendency to say, I can't wait to see my loved ones when I get there. But the truth be told, the spiritual body will not identify with your earthly body. Somebody needs to hear that today. So you need to make sure you love on each other while you're here. Oh yeah, you might see them there, but you won't know them. Because they'll be in a spiritual body. I won't be able to look at you and say you ugly or you pretty. Come on, somebody. Because everybody is going to be in the image of the Lord. Ain't you glad about that? Hallelujah. My new home. Doors of the church is open. Maybe somebody here want Jesus in their life. And listen, I'm not trying to solicit you to join New Hope. You can join any church that you want. But all I'm trying to tell you, while you have time, give your life to Jesus. Let him clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. Will you receive him today? The invitation is given. Come by letter, Christian Experience Canada Baptism. The word of God plainly says, whosoever will, let him come. If you're here, will you receive him today so you will know that you have a heavenly home where you can rest from all of your labors? Will you do it? Will you do it? Will you do it? Just receive Christ today. We'll send you to whatever church you want to go to. The main thing, you get Jesus. Don't walk out of that door and don't have a piece of the rock, knowing that you have eternal life. Will you come? Come to Jesus, yeah. Oh, why? You have. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. If you're scared to come by yourself, just tell your neighbor, come go with me. Just tell your neighbor, come go with me. Praise God. Praise God. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. I would come right now. I would come right now. Tomorrow is not promised to you. God wants to give you eternal life. It's available for you. Won't you make your way? Won't you make your way? Won't you make your way? Make your way to Jesus. 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 Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Make your way. Make your way. Make your way. Make your way. Come on. This is the day for you. This is the day for you. To get eternal life. Where you will live and not die. Let me just remind you that here on earth, you're in the land of the dying, on your way to the land of the living. So the choice is yours to bring yourself to the Lord. He wants to bless you right now. He wants to set you free. Hallelujah. Let me just say to those who might be listening in, whether you're in your home or in your car, you can be saved right now also. All you have to do is accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Ask Him to forgive you for your sins. Pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as Your child. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do Your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Maybe somebody here has been carrying a heavy load all weekend. You need to let go. You need to let go. You need to let go. Somebody said something to you and has troubled you all week long. Listen, you allowing people to entrap you, to put you in bondage. Jesus says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. So whatever your situation is, you need to put it in Jesus' hands and let go and let God have His way in your life. I don't care what it is. You know, this is family time now, and in some families there's been grudges being held against family member. Now's the time to let it go. You can't grow. You can't develop into what God wants you to be until you let it go. You have to release it. Release it. Stop holding on to stuff. Stretch forth your hands now and say, Lord, here it is. Whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, if you need healing, you need deliverance, whatever it is, just tell the Lord about it. You don't have to tell me. Just tell God about it. As we get ready, pray. Reverend Kitchen's going to lead us in prayer. And he's praying. Just release it. Just take a deep breath and say, blow it out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Stop holding on to it. Your heart will beat better if you let it go. You'll sleep better if you let it go. Pray with the watchman.
Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
You are such a marvelous God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Almighty God. We come right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, to say thank you.
Thank you.
For nobody but you been good to us.
Yes, Lord.
Brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize the fact again, Father, that there is none other beside you.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
We realize, Lord. Heavenly Father, that through your Son, Jesus, we're able to be here today. We got our eyes to see.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We got our legs to walk.
Uh-huh.
We say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We got our hands to shake hands with one another.
Pray, watchman.
And we say thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we can speak to one another. And we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, thank you now for just holding our hands.
Yes.
Thank you for guiding our feet.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Lord, as we center around this altar,
mm-hmm.
Father, fix our minds.
Fix, Lord. Fix, Lord.
Fix our hearts,
yes,
right,
Lord.
Now. Father, you know what's in them and you know all about us.
Yes, Lord.
You created us
mm-hmm.
into what you would want us to be.
Mercy, mercy.
And Lord, we say thank you
thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Father, somebody needs your help.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we all need you, Father.
Yes.
To
yes.
come into our hearts.
Help us, Lord. Help
to
us.
To come into our minds.
Help us, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We need you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
To fix us.
Please, sir.
To the point, Father, where we can serve you and serve you only.
Yes, Lord.
Father, somebody's sick right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's suffering with a disease.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy on them.
Yes, in your healing.
Father, make them stronger than they were yesterday.
Heal, Lord.
Keep them lifted up in your will.
Heal, Lord.
Your ways. And your words.
Yes.
Bless, Pastor. Bless your word right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father, bless his family. Bless the church family
mm-hmm.
right now. Father, we're looking to the new home.
Yes.
That you have prepared for us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you now.
Thank you.
For sending Jesus.
Yes.
To die for our sins.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, that it was you that hung down. On Calvary for all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is in Jesus' name. We say amen.
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 Praise God. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the doors of his church remaining open. There are those who have come this morning. Let us hear from the clerk. Praise God. God bless you. Bless you. So happy to have you both coming to unite with us. We pray that we can be the church to help you to grow and mature in the Word of God. If you would, go with our counselors and they will give you some information and get some from you so we can better know each other. Is that all right? Praise God. Give them another hand if you will. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, my new home. Now say, look at God. Praise God. Amen. 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 All right, give this choir a hand that is singing so beautiful. Amen. Give our musicians a hand. Praise God. Give our ushers a hand. They work hard today. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. I forgot to do one thing. I apologize. I forgot to ask all the visitors to stand. All the visitors, please stand, if you will. We just want to recognize you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So good to see all of you here. Y'all look beautiful. We pray that one day you'll just come and hook up with us. Amen. But if you're traveling, we pray that you will have traveling grace, that you will get back home safely. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Be blessed. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. Just look at somebody and say, I'm so glad you're here today. Amen. Turn to somebody behind you and tell them, I'm so glad you're so glad. Yeah. So glad you're here. Amen. Good to see my good friend Dickon Weddington from Sweet Home. God bless you. Thank you. He always show up for homecoming. I appreciate you. Amen. Let us stand as we get ready. Don't forget, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, Wright Street will be here. That preaching machine, Dr. Daniels, amen, will be here and with his singing folks. Amen. So come back. Our choir is going to open up. So we know we're going to have a good time. Amen. Tell somebody, come on, let's have a good time. Amen. 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 I got a new home over in Zion, and it's mine, oh mine. I got a new home over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Tell somebody else, I've got a new wall. Over in Zion. Oh, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. One more thing. Tell somebody I've got a new shout. Over in Zion. And it's mine. It's mine. Oh, mine. You can't shout like me. I've got a new shout. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, oh, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama.